Justin, has North Dakota seen a decrease in participation in girls basketball since 2000?
Yes. We've looked at the numbers and we've, you know, kind of mapped them out over the years. The decrease in girls basketball participation really has matched the national average of participants in girls basketball. So the trend line on both has gone down. But like I said earlier when we talked, I mean, there's a lot of factors involved, and some of them have to do with the sport itself, and some of them have to do with outside factors. So yeah, there's a lot that goes into it.
So what might be preventing girls from wanting or being able to join basketball?
I think the biggest thing is just there's more options now than there might have been in the year 2000 when those numbers were first captured. In North Dakota alone during the winter season when girls basketball is played, we offer girls hockey, girls wrestling. Girls wrestling specifically has really exploded in popularity. It's something that became a varsity sport, I think, 5 years ago in our state. And the first year, I think they maybe had 150 girls. This year, we have close to 700 girls wrestling. So, you know, there's just a lot of options for girls in our state when it comes to extracurricular activities.
What does the amount of girls playing basketball look like in the last handful of years? I know you might not know if this goes into that interest in basketball. We've seen interest in women's college basketball in the WNBA with Caitlin Clark and Paige Beckers. So I wonder if that have led to more girls to play basketball.
A little bit. You know, our numbers have gone up, not hugely. I think we maybe have 100 to 200 more girls playing this year than we did maybe 5 years ago. I think the biggest factor there is the addition of new schools, new high schools, in the Fargo area, West Fargo Horace, who actually in their fourth or fifth year won the state championship last year in girls basketball, but Minot North, Bismarck Legacy. We just have a lot of new schools where participation in girls basketball is pretty high. But there is, I think, some renewed interest. It's hard to gauge because a lot of girls' basketball participation starts when they're really young, third, fourth, fifth grade. And we don't really get to measure the participation numbers until they're in high school. So it's hard to gauge the exact number of girls that are trying basketball. We really are just measuring the number of girls that are participating in high school.
What does participation look like in other sports seasons, fall and spring, when it comes to girls, and then boys' participation in sports overall?
Yeah, our participation numbers overall in girls' sports is up. You have to kind of parse it out. The volleyball numbers overall in the last 20 years are down maybe 100, so a very small percentage point. But also we have less schools having a team. So the number of girls per team is actually higher, but we've had co-ops, we've had schools closed in the last 20, 25 years. So when you look on a per team basis, the number of participants in volleyball is higher. We have some sports that weren't offered until the last, you know, 15 years, like girls softball, where we went from 500 girls to now we almost have 2,000 girls participating. Same thing with cross country. Girls cross country has grown immensely in the last 10 years specifically. So overall, our girls participation numbers are up when you talk about all sports. Specifically, you know, the ones that weren't offered for much, you know, very far back into the past, like I said earlier, with girls wrestling and girls softball. Those would be the two where we've seen the biggest growth.
You mentioned co-ops, and that leads me to my next question. Some of these students have to travel a good ways to be able to take part in sports, or maybe they're where the basketball court is for the team isn't in their hometown. So are some smaller towns having issues with the amount of athletes they have for certain sports?
Yeah, I think our co-op numbers have probably gone up, but it usually coincides with a decrease in population in those schools. You know, it's not necessarily the cause and effect of it is usually because of just decreased school enrollment. It, it isn't anything outside of that. But yeah, I think it's tougher if you're a student athlete to maybe have to get on a bus and drive 15, 20 miles to practice, as opposed to, you know, going to the locker room, changing and going to the gym, you know, when it's in your own school. So I think that probably has some to do with the decreased participation. But yeah, it's like I said at the beginning, it's just, there's a lot of factors that are involved in this. You know, there's just a lot of opportunities for all student athletes outside of our main, you know, core sports that have been around for 50 years, where, you know, things like JO volleyball or, you know, AAU basketball, you know, things that are outside of your school, are now available that weren't available a number of years ago.
That's a good point. Year-round participation in a lot of sports. Does the High School and Activities Association have an adequate number of referees during this winter sports season?
Our referee numbers actually have gone up the last, I would say, well, since COVID, for the last 5-6 years. We've actually had pretty decent numbers. There was a good pay raise 2 years ago for officials, for their fees, for game fees. And we saw an increased number of, and I'm assuming you're asking basketball specific, but basketball specific has gone up. But overall, across the board in all sports, it's gone up. The problem we see is in rural areas where we've seen the shortage of officials. You know, places where, like I spoke earlier about, new schools are opening, there's an active, you know, need for officials constantly, because when West Fargo Horse has a boys and girls basketball team, they don't just have a varsity team. They also have a JV, they have a C squad, they have a freshman team, and those games have to be officiated. So those need for officials, I think, has helped driven our increase in number of officials statewide. But that does not mean we're not having problems in some of our more remote areas with attracting officials.
All right. Assistant Director of the North Dakota High School Activities Association, Justin Fletchock, thanks for joining me.
You bet.